Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents, December wheat up 16.5 cents, and November beans up a nickel. Currently, we've got the dollar up 10 ticks. Wheat market, very positive gains overnight, mainly based on the price of French wheat on the Matif exchange in France. They were very strong, and it may be an indication that Russia is running out of exportable wheat. Now, this week, the Egyptian tender, it was primarily Russian wheat, some Ukrainian wheat, but with the way the French wheat took off here today, some are thinking that maybe it's an indication that the Russians are going to have to back off on exports. That means the world has to come to France and the U.S. and Canada for wheat because of all the problems we've seen elsewhere in the world. So it's a positive note. Nice reaction here. We'll see how we can handle it this morning. Beans and corn kind of followed along for the ride, but again, I think corn and beans are looking at bigger crops out here, and I think we're still as likely or as not to make new lows by Monday. Other big news, there was a cow that tested positive for BSC in Florida. It's the sixth case of BSC in the United States since we started talking about it back in the early 2000s. It doesn't look like the any of the meat from the cattle got into the food chain, but it's a piece of bad publicity. The cattle market doesn't need at this point, but I don't think it's going to have any real impact. I would think the pros, if we're sharply lower to start, would look to buy a knee-jerk reaction lower here this morning. But we still have a lot of cattle out there. But getting back to the grains, we didn't see any export announcements here this morning. And, you know, I just continue to believe that these crops are getting bigger. We had good rains with some warm weather out here. So it's great conditions to finish off this bean crop. You know, I believe we're looking at a carryout over 850 million. I just don't know what we're going to do with all these beans. So on any rallies out here, unless we have a trade deal with Russia, I think this market's going to be sold. Now, there's talk that there may be a Canadian deal by the end of the week. We've certainly seen absolutely no evidence of that. But it may be a little helpful for corn if we do. But we need a Chinese agreement. Otherwise, these beans, in my opinion, the risk is still certainly out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.